Welcome, everyone, to In-Game Chat for Saturday, March 4th, 2017. It is Season 11, Episode Number 8, and I am Scott.
And I'm RJ.
And that is it. Matt is out sick today. So he says, Matt is out sick. He is out sick, he says with air quotes. Mm-hmm. I assume he's sick. I don't know.
He said he was sick.
And I believe him. God, we already have a phone call. Well, anyway, whoever's on the phone line, just hang on. Actually, you know what? Let's take it real quick, because it might be somebody telling us we're off the air.
Like last week.
Okay. Yeah. Before I do that, there.
There you go.
Hey, in-game chat, who's this?
I'm sorry, it's the wrong number. Sorry about that.
No problem. Okay. All right. Well, that's what you get. See, Matt, if Matt was here, he's our phone screener. Mm-hmm. He would be able to tell us, you know, that sort of thing, and we wouldn't have had to do that. Anyway, back to the music. If you would like to get in touch with us, make sure you dial the right number. It is 334-272-9228. 334-272-9228. You can check out ingamechat.net for all the links to get in touch with us. You can find us on Twitter at InGameChat. You can find us on Facebook there as well. You can email us, everyone, at InGameChat.net. We are streaming on the Twitch right now. Go to Twitch.tv. Up at the top, you can type in InGameChat. You'll be able to find us. You'll be able to watch us while we broadcast the show. You'll be able to watch and hear us. You'll also be able to join the chat room and join everybody in the conversation there live while we broadcast. 334-272-9228. If you happen to get a Switch yesterday or today or Thursday night at midnight, whatever the case, why not give us a call? Talk about your experience with it. Are you having any experiences with it? Did you just buy it to resell it? Did you buy a bunch to resell it? If you did, we all hate you. I'm not a fan of that. I'm on a group on Facebook with I'm in two different groups, and they're all gaming related. And somebody came in there and posted, like, hey, I got four. Anybody want them? And, you know, somebody commented and said, what are you doing buying four? And he said, you know, resale value is going to do. He said resale value. He didn't say scalping.
Yeah, scalping.
Scalpers will never apparently say that they are actually scalping. They'll just say resale value, apparently. Most scalpers are actually very aware of what they're doing and will be pretty much straight up about it.
I never heard that.
You know,
go to any of those sporting events. They got the tickets outside. Your scalpers.
Hey, you go to any of the PAX events. They got the people outside saying, "Hey, I got passes. Here's passes. You want to buy? You want to sell? You know, they're buying and selling. You had four of them. You're selling for $400. And you know, if you are a gamer at all, you're the worst kind of gamer to do that. And if you're just in it to do the resale stuff, then you're just the worst kind of person. I mean, there are worse people, but yes, in the gaming world, you'd be the worst kind of person. It's just really horrible to do that because there are legitimate people out there wanting a Switch. They want one or any console that people do this with. Now, Nintendo, part of me thinks that this was all, I'm not going to get into conspiracy. There's nothing there, but part of me thinks that Zelda has an influence on this. The right. Rave reviews that Zelda got. Mm-hmm. I mean, this seems to be a perfect, if not near perfect, game. It has just gotten spectacular reviews.
I almost want to say it saved the Switch, really.
Very. Oh my God! If they did not have Zelda,
would it have been the worst console release ever?
It'd have been the worst launch library release.
Yeah.
You know, I mean. You don't have a Mario game. The GameCube didn't have a Mario game for release. They had a Luigi game. Luigi's Mansion was their launch title. They eventually had Super Mario Sunshine, which I hated. I played it and I hated it.
Hey, at least you tried it.
I know. And the Wii U had a horrible. Honestly, I will go with the Wii U. If Switch had not had Zelda, it would have taken the lead as the worst launch library of a system ever. Mm-hmm. I say that, again, not knowing systems past, honestly. I can't tell you what the 3DO launched with. I can't tell. What did the Saturn launch with?
Mm.
What was its launch library?
Virtual Fighter. I want to say Daytona, USA.
Yeah.
Those two I remember off
the
top of my head.
What was the Dreamcast launched? Sonic, wasn't it? Sonic Adventure?
I think it was Sonic Adventure. I'll go look it up, but I think Sonic Adventure. Sonic, I know Sonic Adventure, NFL 2K. It was one shooting title. I can't remember what it was, though. But yeah. I remember. I definitely remember NFL 2K.
I mean, definitely out of the Nintendo category, this is their worst. This would have been their worst launch lineup had they not had that Zelda title, and had that Zelda title not been as amazingly well received as mm-hmm. it has been.
Yeah.
Then you go back to the Wii U. There was Zombie U mm-hmm. for a launch title, and maybe the Batman Arkham Origins Armored Edition or whatever it was. I can't remember what it was that or was it Arkham? I don't know. It was one of the Batman games, I think, was a launch title for the Wii U. Mm-hmm. Wii U had an abysmal launch title and now takes the crown as the worst. And I don't want to include the handhelds because I don't remember. I don't know what the 3DS or the 2DS or the DS, you know, I don't know what those launched with. Mm-hmm. I mean, Game Boy had Tetris and nobody can really argue with it there. So, mm-hmm. I said, you know, PS4 launch, it had Knack and it had Killzone. Killzone was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It also had the PlayStation Plus free games library that it was adding in there. I think it wasn't Drive Club. What was it? It was Contrast, and another game was free for the PS4, and I can't remember what that game was for the PS Plus free games thing during the launch of the PS4.
Mm.
It was that November, and you could get Contrast and one other game, and I can't remember. I thought it was Drive Club, but it wasn't.
Mm.
I can't remember what it was that you got free.
Yeah. Found the U.S. launch for the Dreamcast.
Yeah.
It was, let's see, Aero Wings, Air Force Delta, Blue Stinger. Remember that one. Cart Flag to Flag, Expendable, House of the Dead 2, Hydro Thunder, Monaco Grand Prix, Mortal Kombat Gold, NFL 2K, NFL Blitz 2000, Pin, Tricelon, Power Stone, Ready to Rumble Boxing, Sonic Adventure, yeah. Soul Calibur, TNN Motorsports, Tokyo Extreme Racer, and Trick Style.
Good Lord. That was launched September 9th of 99. That's a lot of games.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. PS4 launch was, wasn't Knack and Killzone. There was other games for that, though, that I remember. Now I can't. Oh, no, PS4 had Infamous Second Son as a launch title.
Mm-hmm.
Had Need for Speed in there as a launch title for that. And those were showing off the system really, really well. We have a phone call. I've got them on hold at the moment, but and we'll get to them. But I look at the Switch and I look at that launch lineup as being pretty abysmal, except for Zelda. And it's hard to say that because Zelda is also available on the Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
And from everything that we've seen, the comparisons between the two are identical. Save for a few frame rate issues, and they're very odd frame rate issues because certain parts of the game on the Wii U will drop to 20 while the Switch stays at 30 frames per second. And then there are other times when there's a lot of stuff going on the screen and Wii U maintains its 30 while the Switch drops below. So it's very inconsistent and odd as to why some of these frame rate drops happen.
Inferior components?
I have no idea. There's a nice little video out by Digital Foundry who does really good, very well made comparison videos. And one was released early this morning. I think they're UK based, so for them it was early morning for us. It was midday for them. But anyway, so and they've got more comparisons that they want to do with it. So this is just an initial first look that they took at it. So even just pulling back those layers, you can barely tell that there's any difference at all between the Wii U version and the Switch version. So yeah, but I think that's doing fairly well for them. So Dad Brewer, yes, we monitor the chat. I was just in the middle of talking about that. He wants to know what type of mics we use. We're in a radio station, man. These are Electro Voice RE20s, if that's what you're curious about.
And this stuff from the 70s, like this board.
It is, but this stuff's really good. These mics are really good.
Yeah,
I like these mics.
They made them good back then, yeah.
Yeah, honestly, that we have different mics come in here all the time, not into this room, but into the station, the building itself. And this, and then in the production room that I spend 90% of my day in, Monday through Friday, we have a Neumann, and it's a spectacular-sounding mic. So, anyway, letting Dad Bruh know what we use. Let's go to the phones and see who's on with us. Hey, you're on in-game chat. Who's this?
This is me again. This is a quota, wrong phone number.
Oh, okay. Hey, man.
What's going on, y'all?
Not much. I know you got your Switch.
Yeah, I only got started playing it this afternoon, but so far I've been enjoying it.
Took so long to get to start playing it?
Well, I just got tired last night and then fell asleep on the couch and woke up about 9:30 and said, oh, shit, I just feel like going on to bed, but out and about doing things this morning, but I finally got back, you know, around lunchtime or so, and so I might as well hook the thing
when
up.
When did you get the system?
I got it yesterday afternoon.
Oh, okay. How did you order it, from Amazon, or how did you get it?
I got it through GameStop.
Okay, and then you just went and picked up your pre-order that way?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. By the way, Montgomery folks, I heard word, if you're local and you're looking for a Nintendo Switch, I heard that the Best Buy in Montgomery, it's been a while, as of about 2:30, 2:45 this afternoon, they still had one where you could walk in and actually buy it without having a pre-order. They still had one Switch console available. Apparently, they had not put it out for display, but nobody was coming in and asking them, you know, got any more Switches or anything, so they really weren't checking. They happened to check while I was there, and turns out they got one left. Hmm. Now, I don't know if that's gone in the hour and a half it's been since I was over there. So, if you're looking for a Switch, the Best Buy has it. And by the way, if you're still looking for a Switch, tomorrow is another opportunity for you. It is a very slim opportunity for you, but we, as far as what I've read on the internet, so you have to understand that you have to trust the internet on this one. Target, Toys R Us, and Best Buy all have Sunday newspaper ads promoting that they'll have Switches in stock. It'll be a very, very low number. We're talking less than 5 for probably all of these locations. So Target, Toys R Us, and Best Buy will have Switches in stock that we know of for tomorrow morning when they open. I don't know if they're handing out vouchers. I don't know how they'll do it, but because there is a very limited supply. But there you go. If you're still looking for one, there is the option for you. So, all right. Well, you've got yours hooked up. How do you like it? You find any? What do you like about it? Let's start with that first.
So far, I've been about 30 or 40 minutes into Zelda, and the way that it's all set up, the way you like picking up food and apples and stuff, you can just eat it raw, and it'll like restore a certain portion of health. But
well, not talking about the game, talking about the Switch console itself.
Well, I don't mind it, but I got a one of the Pro controllers like you suggested.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah, so far, I mean, I really hadn't got around to tinkering with it too much. I just got it set up and charging and set everything else up, like the accounts and all that other kind of stuff. But so far, I've been enjoying Zelda as much as I have been playing it so far.
How do you enjoy it? I'm guessing you like playing it on the big screen rather than as a portable?
I really hadn't tried playing it as a portable yet, but I decided to let it sit there and charge, and then, you know, I go back and forth and test it out later on and see how it does. But, yeah, yes, it's pretty interesting so far.
All right. Well, you know, we'll check back in with you next week, and so that you can give us a better rundown of things that you've done with the console and that sort of thing. While we got you on the line, anything else you've been playing?
Yeah, before I got Horizon Zero Dawn, I had a pretty unique encounter on Sniper Elite 4 that was, I wish I'd pressed the right button on the save feature to save the video clip, but I didn't do it correctly and it erased it. But it's like three enemies in a triangle formation, so I aimed for one guy in the head. It got him, and then it went through and got the second guy behind him in the leg, so it put the second guy on the ground. Then the third guy ran over and picked him up and was trying to carry him off. So then I shot him in the head, and it went through both of them at the same time. So I got 3 kills and 2 shots.
Nice, nice.
I didn't do that.
Oh, yeah, you totally can. Because they'll try, and if somebody just gets hit in the leg, if another AI can get over to them, then it heals that person. They can stand back up. If nobody can get to him, he'll bleed out, and then you counts as a kill. Mm-hmm. But I did one this morning. I was, okay, not to go into the games that we haven't played, but I barely touched Horizon at all. I keep playing Sniper Elite. I did one this morning. I hit a sniper.
Mm-hmm.
Usually there's about two, sometimes three on the map. This was the first one I found on this map, and I couldn't see him through the trees. I could see his outline because I had tagged him.
Right.
But when I was aiming my scope, it was just this white silhouette, so I couldn't make out anything other than that's going to be a headshot pretty much. So I fired it. Man, I got a scope kill. It went through his scope.
Oh, that's awesome.
Into his, oh, it was beautiful. Oh, my God. And I wasn't recording, so I didn't have it. But, God, it was great. And now, every time I make one of these kills, like now, I'm aiming for the grenades that they carry on them because I want one of those kills. And I guess with snipers, now I'm going to start aiming through the scope. But anyway, Chris, we appreciate you calling. Have fun with your Switch. Enjoy Breath of the Wild because I hear it is fantastic. Fantastic.
Yeah, that's what I've been reading, and then Horizon is excellent too. You know, if you
I've heard good things about Horizon too. You know, yeah, it's
you did get it too, didn't you?
Yes, I got Horizon. Yeah.
Yeah, it's another time waster. I was debating if I wanted to start playing this or keep playing Horizon, and I'll see what happens.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you calling, man.
All right, y'all have a good one.
You too. Take care.
Bye.
Yeah, so, you know, if you did pick up a Switch, if you have put some time into it, we would love to hear from you. Give us a call, 334-272-9228 is the number for it. Yeah, back to launch titles and things like that. This is a pretty good launch. I don't know what the launch is for this. I don't know how it's going. The fact that some stores still had some left.
It's not a good sign to me.
Doesn't seem like it's a good sign. Then you get stuff where stores have sold out of them, so... Mm. That's a tough little call. I have no idea how to read into this. I can't read into it or know really what's going on, and probably won't until they release some numbers and have some hard facts about how well it sold and how well it did for the launch. I just know that Zelda's going to be great for them, and I also think Zelda's going to be bad for them. The fact that it is released on two systems, a Wii U and the Switch. People go to the store looking for a Switch so they can play the new Zelda. They can't find it. They just said, okay, I'll get a Wii U and play it there. It's cheaper than the Switch, and I'll be able to play Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. People who already have a Wii U but really want to play Zelda can do so. If they didn't, they'd have had to get, you know, if they hadn't have made it backward, no, I say backwards, if they hadn't have made it for multi-platform that way, then... they'd have been forced to buy a Switch, and it might have helped the numbers. But I don't hold that against them. I think it's fantastic that they released it on both systems, because I think you're doing your customers a good service by doing that and not relegating it to one. Plus the fact that this game's been in development for like 4 years. It started development on the Wii U. So there's no reason not to release it on the Wii U. Because you had a ton of time developing that thing for that system, so I don't really see why not. So, we're reading a lot of stories about the Wii U, about the Nintendo Switch now. People have had time to mess around with it, to dig into it, to play it. You know, originally some of the review units had connection issues with the left Joy-Con controller.
Just the left.
Yeah, as that got out into the wild, there were reports coming in that, hey, everything's been fine. The patch fixed it. And then there's other reports of saying, well, I got the patch, but it hadn't fixed my Joy-Con issue.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still some issues there. I think Nintendo responded and said that things in the house can get in the way of the signal or something. I don't know what it was. We've got the story here, and I'll bring it up a little bit later. And we'll talk about that. Also in this episode, we've got loot crates here to open up. We don't have the big bag of loot. They sent me an email a couple of days ago saying that that's going to be delayed. It's going to have Power Rangers stuff in it, and they just haven't gotten it together. They haven't gotten all the items together so they could send it out. And
classic or the new one?
Or a mix of both. Maybe. I don't know, but it's okay. You know, the movie comes out this month.
Okay. Yeah.
So it's in. Promotion with that. I don't know that it'll be new stuff,
mm-hmm.
but it'll be Power Rangers affiliated in some way, somehow.
Hmm. Mm.
So there you go. It was real funny because Friday, on my way in, you know, I work actually in the studio Mondays through Friday from 6 to 9, and then I'm downstairs in that other room for the rest of the day. So on my way in Friday morning, I drove by the Best Buy here in Montgomery.
Right.
I expected to see a line. There was nothing. Nobody out there.
Really?
There was nobody out there. And so I came to work, and I called one of my coworkers, or was texting one of my coworkers, and I said, hey, drive by the Best Buy on your way in, because at this point it would have been around 7:30. Mm-hmm. So drive by the Best Buy on your way in. Best Buy opens at 10, and see if there's a line. And he drove by. He's like, no line. There's no line. So then I had another coworker who leaves here at about 8:20, 8:30. I said, when you leave here, go drive by there and see. So she drove over there and sent me a picture of the front of the building. Nobody in front. Nothing. And I thought, wow. So then I had our show ends at 9. And I was told that probably around 9 o'clock, an hour before they open, they'll start handing out the vouchers for these things. I said, go to Best Buy. See if there's anybody over there. And they went over there and checked. And one person was in line.
An hour before they open.
Uh-huh.
For a console release.
Yeah. Ooh. I know. One person was in line. Now, they had pre-orders, I know. I don't know how many, but they had pre-orders. But for people just to walk in and get one, I had heard that Walmart, because Walmart's, we got the 24-hour ones here.
Yeah.
They had already gone through their stock at midnight. Mm-hmm. Likely people going to GameStops who were doing midnights around here. Best Buys around here did not do midnights. I don't think Targets did either. But GameStops are likely people going to GameStops trying to get the console and seeing that they were out would go to their Walmarts, see that they have some, and get what they could. Apparently, one of the guys that was up there said that, yes, all the Walmarts and the Targets around the area had sold out. And so Best Buy was your best bet, as it were. Anyway, now it's out there in the wild. The biggest thing that's being talked about isn't the console itself. It's Zelda. That's the word from everybody who is currently playing this system or not playing the system. It's all Zelda. That's it. And there's a lot to talk about with this system. The fact that save data cannot be transferred. In other words, that thing is locked to your console. You can't take your memory card out and stick it in somebody else's machine to transfer your save data.
Mm-hmm.
Nintendo! Get with the program. It's 2017. Why are you always the last to catch up? You were the last to catch up with your online system. And honestly, and I haven't looked at it yet, but I'm hearing things that the online system is still stuck in the friend zone age. Literally, it's the friends code again. I thought they were trying to fix this. I don't know. It's just ridiculous that they are so behind the times with this thing. They're running cartridges. And I'm guessing that's because, obviously, it's a portable system. Mm-hmm. And that's, I guess, the only way they could do this. So they're back to memory card type stuff. That's limiting to me as to what you can put on there. That's limiting.
Yeah. I was hearing it's limited enough in what the games you can put on there anyway. I mean, not enough memory on there. I mean,
you can buy, I think the highest they go here is maybe 500 gig. The memory cards, I think, are 500.
Mm-hmm.
Most, 128, 80, something like that.
Yeah.
But that's a big limitation. I think the Wii U used the same thing, though. The Wii U had the same type of memory system. And I don't know if you could transfer your saves on the Wii U either. If you're sitting there and you're a huge Nintendo fan and you're just like, yeah, what else is new? This is what they've been doing. I apologize. I haven't looked up. I haven't followed the Wii U very much. All these things that are coming out about the Switch just seems to go against everything that we were all yelling for whenever Xbox or Microsoft and Sony were talking about the releases of their systems. You know, having the games tied to the account so you couldn't trade games, you couldn't return games, and all this other stuff. I just remember that we as consumers wanted more freedom than that. We didn't understand why that was being taken away from us. What was the problem? It worked well so far. Why are you trying to change things? And yet here's Nintendo seemingly kind of doing the same thing in the sense that they're putting restrictions on what you can do with their stuff, which I guess is their right to do, but it just seems remarkably you know, two steps forward, one step back. They released Zelda Wii U, or the Zelda Breath of the Wild, on both systems. Good move, Nintendo. You're not restricting it to one so that people are forced to buy a new console. Well, you can't transfer your save games. You can't, you know, all your things are now tied to the account, but you can't move between, I don't know. There's a whole convoluted mess as to what this thing will allow you to do between two different systems. They seem to be very restrictive. It very much feels like the one you buy is the one you're stuck with. And if you're going to change it, you're going to have to jump through some hoops to get that done.
Yeah, I initially heard it was going to be like 32 gigs. It comes with 32 gigs of internal memory.
Yeah.
But, I mean, just get your
Zelda big, get is your big, 13 gigs.
I mean, get your biggest role-playing game or something like that.
Oh, well, they already got that. I can't. It's not Fire Emblem, I don't think. It's something else. There's already a game that's that exceeds that mark, that exceeds the amount of space that comes on the
system. So if you want to play this game, you absolutely have to buy an expanded memory.
Because I believe they don't play off the cartridge themselves. I believe when you put the cartridge in the system, it will write the information to the memory of the system, and then that's how you play it. The card is just there, just a lot like a disc. It just, you know, checks copyright type stuff. Hey, this is a bought copy. Here, you can go play.
It doesn't make sense to me to have that small of amount of space in there. None at all.
I know.
I would think there's 500, 250.
There's confusion all around for this thing.
No, I mean, I would think the bare minimum nowadays would be maybe 250 gigs of space available for a hard drive. But 32, that's it?
Yeah, it's a thing. Yeah, it's a thing. Hey, we've got to take a break, and if you want to call in and get in on the conversation, you are more than welcome to. Give us a call, 334-272-9228 is the number, 334-272-9228. Let us know about your Switch experience. How did it go for you? Did you get one? Did you try and get one and couldn't? What are your thoughts? Give us a call, 334-272-9228. As you know, this is the year of all new music. We will never replay a music track as long as I can help it. We may play the same track, just different arrangements, but we'll never do that again either. So these all come from RJ. RJ brought me a collection of songs, of tracks to play for this week, and they're all in here. So these come from, are these coming from games that you're, that are all your favorites? You know, these are games that you really, really liked, and that's why you got the music for them? Or do you just like the music
for
these games?
Yeah, I saved any music. I like them all. I just haven't brought them to you. So,
all right.
There you go.
No, that's fine.
Bits of various stuff.
Our first one here comes from Alex Kidd in Miracle World. It's the main stage off of that game. We'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. And welcome back to In-Game Chat. That is from Choplifter. Did we title it right? First Sortie?
Mm-hmm.
That's what that's called? That's the name of that track. What year is this, Choplifter?
82.
Yeah.
That was 82 in the arcade, I think. 84, 85 on the Genesis when it came out for the consoles at home.
On the Genesis?
I'm sorry, the
Master System.
Master System. Yeah. Sorry.
Making sure. Hey, we got another phone call. Let's go to the phones. Hey, you're on In-Game Chat. Who's this?
It's me again. I got some update info for what you were wondering about. The memory cards are exactly the same size physically as the Vita games, and it does not copy the data from the game cartridge into the memory. it only does the saving of the software and update is only taken up by your memory.
So it plays directly from the cartridge then?
Yeah, because my save game is like 64 megabytes, but it's on the system memory, and it had an update of 216 megabytes, and that's on my SD card that I got like a 128 gig, but it's, you know, it only showed up as 118 gigabytes free, but, you know, probably software and other stuff in there, but yeah.
It had a, the system itself had a day one update. How did that go?
I don't know how much it was, but it updated automatically. You know, I had to update it to use the SD card. It, you know, it had to have.
Was it a quick download and update? Was everything pretty smooth?
Yeah, it worked. I mean, it didn't. 5 or 6 minutes. It wasn't too long.
Yeah,
I don't know how big it was.
Yeah, I haven't heard any reports of any problems with it. I just knew it was there, so.
It's kind of interesting. I was kind of curious when you said that. And that piqued my curiosity, so. That's that so far.
Well, if you hear anything else that you can confirm or deny for us, give us a call and let us know.
All right. See you later.
All right,
y'all.
Man.
All right.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So having said all of this about the Nintendo Switch, it reminds me, as always, when we come to things like this, where, what is that phrase? A fool and his money?
Yeah.
Are soon parted?
Mm-hmm.
Stuff like that? So... You can go ahead and just call me a fool because I have a Nintendo Switch. It's unopened. I have not opened this thing yet.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even broke. There is no seal on it, but I haven't opened it up yet.
Okay.
And I thought we would open one up on the show.
All right. We'll get to see firsthand how small these.
Oh, I've seen firsthand how small they are, but you'll get to see exactly how small they are. I got this from our local Best Buy here. Again, like I said, checking in on that stuff, nobody was there. So a little bit after 9, I drove up there.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody was... There was like 3 or 4 other people.
Yeah.
And they weren't handing out vouchers yet. And then eventually they popped out and they're like, hey, we got vouchers. And I said, I grabbed one. I had to get back. They weren't going to open until 10 and I couldn't wait until 10. But once you got a voucher, you had like 2 hours to come back and pick it up.
Right.
So I went back and I picked it up. Okay. I don't know how this looks on camera.
Yeah, we'll hold it up to something.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's treated like our loot crates.
Yeah, we'll do it like that. We'll go in that direction with it. So there you go. There's when you open it up. There it all is.
Mm.
There's the screen. There it is. That's your point. Actually, see, this right here, this is nice.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't bad.
Yeah,
when you add the controllers to it, I don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like it when you add the controllers to it because it felt awkward.
Yeah, that's a tablet. That's all it is.
Yeah, this really isn't bad. And honestly, mm-hmm. if they could give me a, I don't know, I think this is touchscreen. They'd give me a stylus or something, man. That's really, hell, this is my phone. This is
I was about to compare the size.
Yeah, this is a 6S Plus.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's your.
It'll be a comparison on this one screen then.
Yeah, here you go. Pass that over to you.
Mm-hmm.
We're unboxing the Nintendo Switch for those of you who have just tuned in on the radio. Mm. Is chat calling me all kinds of names for buying this thing?
Yeah,
I didn't like the blue red one either. But then I thought, if you're doing two players, it's probably nice to have because then it's like, here, you be blue, I'll be red type thing.
It's not a size comparison. This is the LG G2 for the folks on the screen. See,
look at that
size comparison.
Look at
right
that.
There.
Tell you what, during the break, we'll put some of this out and start taking pictures of it so we can post them on the Facebook page. And there's one of the Joy-Cons.
Oh my goodness!
I know. There you go. Yeah.
I feel like I'm gonna break this thing.
Well,
I won't, but
it's very probably it's possibly likely that you could. Look at that. You have to really get in there if you want to press the shoulder buttons. The SL and the SR on there. This is ridiculous. This is horrible. He says he just spent money on this thing. He just hasn't even turned it on.
Have you used the analog sticks on this thing? Because they don't feel durable at all.
Have I used the analog sticks on this?
When you were at PAX, when you saw this first, when you used the first time.
Yeah, I used them. They were connected to the whatever, and they responded fine.
Yeah, but they don't feel very durable though.
Yeah. This is it. These things are tiny.
Mm-hmm.
I can just put it. And
size comparison on the screen.
Yeah, let's go ahead and attach it and give you the real situation. There is no screen protector on it. There's none of that. Man, I don't get any of that really cool stuff you get to peel off.
No.
That's ridiculous. I want stuff I get to peel off. There we go. All right, so then you open this up, and that is your that's your kickstand.
Mm-hmm.
That's also where the memory card goes into. I'm going to attach these so we can get a sense. And I'm sure it's going to make the stupid noise. There it is. Where's that other Joy-Con?
Here. Let's see. Motel says, does the bumper for the Joy-Cons come with the console?
Does the bumper for the Joy-Cons?
Hmm.
I mean, they've got... Oh, you're talking about the addition, the strap and stuff? I don't think they do. Yeah.
Okay.
Now, it's a portable... And this feels oddly too big. This feels too big to be a portable. Because if you're carrying this around, you're not going to detach these things and carry them around. You're going to have them just like this. And this feels way too big.
Your 3DS, size-wise comparison.
Which I wish I would have brought with me.
What size-wise comparison, how does that feel to this setup now?
Like normal.
Like a portable.
It feels like a portable. Yeah, it easily feels like a portable in that regard. I guess there's nothing in there. What do we have? What else we got in here? Oh, this is the... I guess the controller that you attach the two Joy-Cons to and kind of... Mm-hmm. And try and make a controller out of it. This thing is small. My whole hand just wraps around it.
Yeah.
That was always the thing with me. I thought it was really small, but yeah. So, and then I think the rest of it. Wait a second. Ah, there we go. There's the bumpers.
Okay.
So it does come with these. Yeah. So it does come where I can attach those to the system. Now I'm gonna pull this off. There we go. I'm taking apart the controllers off of the screen now. So we're going to put it back into, not portable mode, but system mode, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah.
I'm a real stickler for putting everything back the way I got it. Some people aren't. Other people who get into my studio downstairs.
Move all the stuff around.
And don't put things back like they found them. It's fine. All right. Putting that back in there. Yeah. Now... We can take these controllers, and we can then attach them just like that, and they make a little click. Everything makes a stupid click.
Well, the click makes sure it's secure.
Yeah. So there is your controller as you get it out of the box.
Mm-hmm.
And I still suggest if you have gigantic hands like I do, that, you know what, and I can do this with a PS4, I could do this with an Xbox One controller. I totally can. But
first generation or second?
All of them. I can do it. Okay. I can do it with any of them. Well, okay, the very first Xbox controller
that
was about the size of a Dreamcast controller.
It was bigger.
Yeah, a little bit different.
Yeah.
But I can do this with all of them, but everything sticks out on both sides, you know, mm-hmm. your buttons and things. There's very little sticking out on the sides here. It's almost mm-hmm. completely in the palm of my hand. And I know they love making things really small and doing whatever, but now you've got it like this, and that's how I was playing it, and it's doing get the Pro Controller, which is what I'm going to do, by the way. There you go.
Do you almost have to?
Maybe. You might. Yeah, I don't know.
You have to buy the memory card, of course, so why not? Throw something else in there you have to buy.
It depends. It all depends on what's comfortable for you. You know, if it's comfortable for you, then go for it. If not...
Yeah, if you have big hands, you are not...
Yeah, and I do. I've got meat hooks, man.
Wow. Thumbs are almost touching already. And how much is the Pro Controller? What, 60?
No. 80.
Jeez.
Yeah.
$80.
It's ridiculous. Yeah, it's ridiculous. When you're done with that, hand it back over. I'm going to put this on one of the Joy-Cons here. Mm-hmm. And then we'll put this all back up during a break. Mm-hmm. Which one does this go to? This goes to the plus one. So I will slide that out. And we'll put this on. There. Now you can easily... You easily have access to these, but it's still very strange.
Mm-hmm.
Something still... This is very small. You can't see... This is tiny. They're not supposed to be that close together. needs to be a little bit spread out. Needs to be nice and comfortable and that sort of thing. I get what they're going for here. But yeah, this is... Well, I mean, you can almost use it. Look at that. You can almost use it like a remote control.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
This way and then move around. That's not too bad.
Like the Wiimote.
Yeah, this part isn't really too bad, you know? If my thumb controller was up higher,
mm-hmm.
it'd actually kind of work, you know?
Yeah.
That sort of, yeah, that sort of goes
together. For that purpose, yeah.
Yeah, that sort of goes together, but...
If you have to use it like a... I can control it. No, there's no way I can look at it until right now. Mm-mm.
Yeah. It's got a few things not going too great for it. Mm. I'm a sucker for these things. I really, really am. I've told you.
How much time before the numbers come out on this thing, you think?
It shouldn't be too long.
Yeah. I'm really interested in seeing what the numbers are compared to other releases, other launch releases.
Should not be too long before we get some ideas on the how well this thing sold and did on its launch. What I'll be interested to see is when websites start talking about what websites start talking about, hey, they're doing restocks, or
mm-hmm.
word is that that stores are getting in more supply, and then I'll be interested to see if be interested to see if that generates a buzz of like, oh, I'm going to get there early to get it and see how forums, you know, I basically just look at forums, look at Reddit posts, things like that to see kind of where it's all sitting in the zeitgeist of things.
Lethal Migraine is giving you a suggestion about using it to hacking that thing.
He's probably telling me what I can do with this thing, and I understand.
Says hack it, reprogram it, see if you can get it to open garage doors and things of that nature.
Yeah, you know what? The 3DS is hackable. Their Nintendo Classic Edition thing was hackable.
Quickly.
Apparently the Wii U now is very hackable.
Mm-hmm.
It's
all hackable. Remember the Dreamcast, how people were like competing to be the last Dreamcast game?
Yeah.
People were making all these homebrews.
I'm guessing this is the... What is this? Oh, this is the charge... This is the... That's the dock.
Mm-hmm.
The docking station. We'll take a look at that, and then we'll... Yeah, there you go. Mm. That's all it is. Does this... So this folds down back here so you can do some cable management, minimal cable management. Got a AC adapter at the top, USB here in the center, and then your HDMI out at the bottom. And then you fold that over. Everything comes out of here. And then it just sits in there and does what
charges.
It needs to, yeah, does what it needs. And then it's got two extra USB
mm-hmm.
Inputs there on the side. So, yeah, there you go. And then it's got power cords, things like that. Let's see what's going on in the front. Yeah, you get two of those shoulder button thingies that go on the Joy-Cons. Your HDMI cable comes with it, and the power cable comes with it as well. So you'll have to buy your own memory card, of course, and that's
mandatory.
That's par for the course with any system, really.
But at least you had a while to get before you could do something like that.
Well, I mean, no, it's got memory built into it. It's got 32 gigs built into the thing. But then you can go out and buy some more if you want to. Put this back.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so there is the Nintendo Switch. Whoa. My very first time unboxing
it. We got a comment in the chat room. Crackup said he went to Best Buy after work at 4, They had 15 switches and 5 Pro controllers left. He's in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
I've read reports of that, and then I've read reports where people went and everything was gone. So it's, nothing seems to be consistent with this system.
Jeez.
There you go. Let's switch. All right. now I'm catching up on everything in the chat room here.
Yeah.
Just to see what everybody said about that. Oh, it's completely derailed. There we go. Does the bumper Joy-Cons come with it? Yeah, there we go. All mm-hmm. right. Yeah. All right, so there's your look at the Switch. There's your, you know, for what stupid thing did Scott buy this week? Brought to you by Scott's bank account. Mm-hmm. who would like to eat something sometime soon, because Scott needs to eat something sometime soon. And you got to have money to pay for that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
You could always go to Fox Pizza.
That is true.
You could always do that challenge.
Oh, God, no. I've actually gotten back on the whole diet thing. Oh, I don't know if you can tell. You can watch shows. You can actually go and look at the shows, and you can see where I've gotten big again.
Mm-hmm.
again. and so I'm trying to cut down on that, and pizza is one of the things that I really have to cut out of, but which I hate because, oh, man.
Thin crust.
Not even thin. I love deep dish, man. Calzones, deep dish. Oh. So, anyway, I have ordered a Pro controller.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It feels like you had to.
Oh, I knew. When I was at PAX and I played it with that, I played Zelda for a little while, but I wasn't worried about the Zelda game as much as I was worried about, like, how does this feel in my hands? Mm-hmm. Just getting a sense of the whole system. And, unfortunately, the side they put me on, well, actually, fortunately, the side they put me on had Joy-Cons, and then the other side opposite of me had Pro controllers. Mm-hmm. Since the Pro controller is so close to everything that we're used to, I didn't really need to sit there and play that. I really wanted to try the Joy-Cons, and so I'm actually grateful that I got to do that. When I went around, I grabbed one of the Joy-Cons real quick just for a moment and held it, and I was like, yeah, this is natural. This feels the way a controller should feel. Mm-hmm. So I've already ordered one of those. Paying attention to threads and things, people would pop in and say, hey, this is in stock, you better go get it now. And the Pro controller was one of those, and the Zelda Special Edition was another one that I grabbed.
So that controller, that Pro controller you ordered, other than being comfortable in your hands, what other features would it have over that?
Over that? Well, you can't, you can't use it in portable mode. I don't know. Is it wireless? I think it's wireless. And I think it works with PCs too. So,
oh, okay.
I don't know. Anyway, we're going to take an early break here. We will be back with more of In-Game Chat in just a moment. Here is music from Moon Patrol. That just says course. That's all it says, is course. So, we'll be back with more of In-Game Chat right after this. Welcome back to In-Game Chat. That was music, that's from Running Gun 2.
Mm-hmm.
And it says Atlanta Phoenix.
Yeah, that's it was Konami's arcade basketball game.
Okay.
And that's the music for the home team for those cities.
Mm-hmm. All right, welcome back to the show. Pretty much first hour we were covering Switch, and we'll still cover some of the Switch here. In fact, Azaran, you know, let's do a chat room roll call. We haven't done that yet. So let me pull up and see everybody that's in the chat room here. Lavos is in there, Nate, of course. We've got AC Wraith, Azaran Gaming, and I hope I'm pronouncing that right. Crackamus, I like that name. Evans 04111, Lethal Migraine, Multile, Wonko the Sane 416, and XVolX Mike Devil. I don't know how I'm pronouncing. I'm probably mispronouncing all these names. Azaran Gaming says, I want to go back to where he was talking about. I feel like the Switch will be fantastic when he gets some games. I remember PS3. To be fair, I've never seen a console launch so bare of games. We talked about that in the beginning of the first hour about the launch library for the Switch.
Mm-hmm.
Basically kind of keeping it within Nintendo, but even if we expanded it, still kind of won the award for having a horrible launch library. Zelda is the only thing saving it right now as far as the launch. Says, I am interested enough in the exclusives to warrant spending the money on a Switch, so I did. I would agree with you there. And take out the fact that I did buy one. It mainly sits as an impulse buy. It mainly sits as all these people talking about it, the hype consumed me, and I got one.
Yeah.
I talked for weeks leading up to this release, not only about how I wasn't getting one, how it wasn't interesting to me, and then here I sit with one, so, you know, justify that, right?
Yeah.
I did say that, like the Wii U, the Wii U started out very weak with titles. Mm-hmm. But right now, the Wii U looks really, really good. It's got a lot of great titles to pick from. Yeah. It's, what, 3-4 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got some great titles. You have the Mario Karts, you have the Bayonetta, the Mario Maker. Splatoon was good, although the Switch is getting a Splatoon. Splatoon looked really good. There was another one. Oh, the Wind Waker HD the remake on that. Oh God. Mm-hmm. There's a number of other titles that are out for the Wii U that really make it a worthy purchase.
So the Wii
now
U's, Wii U was 2012. Yeah.
2012.
Late
so,
2012.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Even longer than that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think the Switch has the ability to get there as well. Mario is a game that I'm interested in. Zelda is a game that I'm interested in. That's the only two games. Now that I have the system, Splatoon will be a game that I'm interested in. But yeah, so there's three there. And here's hoping that we'll hear about more games come E3 and stuff like that. And they'll probably will. God, if they revive the Metroid franchise and do a really great job with it on this thing, there's another one that's a possibility. So there's a lot of potential. With this, if you look at the Wii U at the end of its life and how good the library got, I mean, it's not great by any means, but for what it is, it's better than what it was. And it makes the system worth the purchase now, even though it's pretty much dead. The Switch hopefully will get there faster than the Wii U did as far as having that those kind of titles that can make it a... I mean, how many titles necessarily does it need? That's a subjective question, because for a lot of people, all it needed was the one. All it needed was Zelda.
Yeah.
And I realize Zelda is also on the Wii U, but for those who did not have either system, they're going to get a Switch so they can play Zelda. And if they can't get a Switch, they'll get a Wii U so they can play Zelda and have a lot of stuff. All it took was Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
It's got promise. And I hope it fulfills that promise. But it's also got problems that Nintendo needs to address. The Joy-Con connection issue is one thing. The can't share save games between... I can't load my save game on a... Like if you release another system, if you release like a Switch Pro,
mm-hmm.
How can I get my stuff onto that system if I can't transfer saves or anything else? This is ridiculous. That's
network.
Something they need to address to do that. So
network cloud saving?
Yeah, yeah. Something.
Sign up for our account to hold your saves and transfer for a small fee.
Yeah, I
wouldn't be surprised. I mean, the prices you have to pay to get these get this other stuff for the console. I mean,
I know.
Goodness.
I know. Let's go over what we played. See, you're not going to be here next week. You're going to a tournament.
Mm-hmm.
So let's start with what you played, and that'll probably lead into what you're going to be doing next week.
Yeah, I played a little bit, very little, of Invisible Ink.
Really? What edition. Brought that on?
It was just sitting in my library, mm-hmm. and I'm like thinking, I remember buying this, but I haven't even played it. So let me get a little taste of it, because I remember you were having such a good time with it. So I put a little time in that, getting through the tutorial and things like that, and learning how to play that strategy aspect of the game, getting all the controls down and seeing what I could do, what I couldn't do. Gave that a little time, but for the most part, I've been playing Street Fighter V,
mm-hmm.
because we're trying to get some match knowledge under my belt and watching videos of other high-level players, seeing how they dealt with situations that come up during a match, and playing myself and going to get all the information I can before I go to final round next weekend.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to final round next weekend. That's in Atlanta.
Yep. 20th year anniversary. Yeah.
You are signed up for which tournaments?
I'm signed up for Street Fighter V, and I'm signed up for Guilty Gear XR Revelator.
Do you know when those are going to take place?
I think the brackets are going to be put up either. They're probably put up now or soon, but I'll find out.
So you don't know exactly.
I don't
what
know
time
exactly.
Gonna,
but,
okay.
No,
I was just
right
curious
now.
If maybe you had gone through at least a round by the time our show comes on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're an hour ahead in Atlanta, so
yeah.
I don't know. If you think about it, as always, we talk about this. If you think about it, give us a call.
Okay.
While you're out there, and provide us an update. Now, if you haven't even played anything yet, just shoot me a text and let me know, and mm-hmm. we'll just announce that since we won't have an update from you.
Mm-hmm.
But. But yeah, really interested in that. I imagine that's going to be hit. I'm pretty sure Twitch will be streaming a lot of that.
Oh yeah, there's going to be plenty of channels streaming it.
Yeah, this thing seems to get bigger and bigger every year.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, the fact they had to move to another location, a bigger location for the
where is it? It's in Atlanta. Where?
It's in Atlanta. It's at the convention center near the airport. I know that.
Okay, yeah. Not very okay. So you don't even have to go downtown. Well, the airport is downtown.
Well, it's a straight shot on the interstate.
Yeah.
One exit, and it should be right there.
The airport's pretty much, I mean, it's not downtown Atlanta, but it's close enough to mm-hmm. be considered reasons traffic sucks down in, over in Atlanta. Anyway, so, all right, just give us a call. Let us know. Mm-hmm. As far as what I've been playing is Sniper Elite still. Look, Horizon came out Tuesday, and I sat in bed. Like I got home later than normal Tuesday, mm-hmm. after doing a lot of running around, and so I got home later than usual. Got to the computer, did my usual. Let's check news. Let's do all this stuff. Let's do my little cool down period of just kind of relaxing for a bit, and then I probably fired up Sniper Elite. I think I fired up Sniper Elite 4 every single day this week,
yeah.
Even though I've told myself I should go play Horizon. I keep just like, let's just look at the next level.
Yeah.
Let's just do this real quick.
Look, I understand. That's a game you're having a lot of fun with. So have at it, man.
I mean, I am having fun with it, but I really, at least when a new game releases and I have the ability to play it because I bought it, I would at least like to put some time in so I could come back on the show and tell you, here's some initial impressions.
Mm-hmm.
So it was around 7:30, 7:45 that I finally walked into the bedroom, unboxed everything, looked at the statue, looked at all the steelbook that came with it, because I got mm-hmm. the big, nice collector's edition for Horizon. I put the disc in the system and let it do its installation and get its updates. It was about 5 minutes till late at that time, and this was Tuesday night when the president was going to speak,
mm-hmm.
and I said, we're probably going to be talking about this. He could, who knows what he'll say. So this may be something that we talk about tomorrow morning on the show, and mm-hmm. I should probably at least watch it just in case. And so I did. I fell asleep through it. I woke up at like 1. I was way after it was over with, turned everything off and went back to sleep. So I didn't play it then. That was Tuesday. Wednesday... What did I do Wednesday? I played more Sniper Elite, man. I've done that, and that's what I did Thursday. That's what I did Friday. I even went to a movie Friday, came home, and I still played Sniper Elite. Although, no, I still played Sniper Elite, and then I got into bed and I actually popped on Horizon and played the very first little thing. You play the main character as a very little girl,
mm-hmm.
And you sort of learn some of the controls that
tutorial.
Way. The tutorial
you played
stuff.
All the tutorial?
I don't think so, because okay. It just did its montage to where, you know, she's doing her training and now she's an older girl.
Mm-hmm.
And then it starts there and you're going to look for your father, put that in air quotes, but that's story related. You're supposed to go look for the dad, and I didn't even leave the, and I imagine there's more tutorial to happen in that as well. I didn't even leave the camp. I stayed in the little camp area for a little bit. And then I said, yeah, let's go to bed. I figured if I started something, I would either keep going or I just wouldn't be interested. I don't know. So I said, yeah, let's go to bed. I'm tired anyway. Mm-hmm. So that's all I played of it, is just the tutorial. I like this little bit that I've played. I'm hoping I get better with the controls as far as the bow and arrow weapon mechanic.
Is it confusing or complex?
It's not confusing, but it's one of those things where you have
confusing,
to...
I mean, I shouldn't say confusing, I mean complex. Is it?
No, and I'd love to go back to Tomb Raider, because that had the same... That had a bow and arrow situation with it as well that I used a lot of.
Right.
And I got used to that and very good with that. And I think that'll happen here. It's one of those things where you aim with one trigger and then you hold the trigger down on the other one to pull back,
mm-hmm.
and then you let go to release, that sort of thing. So,
okay.
You know, I'm going from, you know, Sniper Elite where it's hold one to aim and then boom to shoot, just pow, pow, pow.
Yeah.
To now hold this, then release when you're ready, that sort of thing. Mm. I'm getting the aiming down. I think I've used the bow like 5 times in the tutorial.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently I have a staff where I can actually do some melee swings with that they haven't gone into yet to teach me how to do that. So this is, it's still very, very new. It looks fantastic. It looks really, really great. And I compare this, you know, I compare this to... I posted a video in the G-Chat that we all have last night,
mm-hmm.
of... Well, 2 videos. I posted the Ghost Recon NVIDIA video. You know, the one that NVIDIA does to, like, show off all their bells and whistles that their card can do for the game. I always love those. I have a 1440 monitor now, so watching these things in 1440 at 60 frames per second look phenomenal,
mm-hmm.
you know. Ghost Recon Wildlands looks fantastic until you hit up on an NPC that is supposed to just populate the area, and those guys look completely out of place. But I watched Mass Effect, the first 13 minutes of Mass Effect, Andromeda.
Yeah.
Even at 1440, 60 frames a second, the little bit that I saw was horrible compared to what I'm playing on the PS4, on the Horizon.
Wow.
No, the facial animations, no comparison. None. Horizon knocked it out of the park. Completely beats BioWare in that regard.
They put some effort in it.
I guess so. I don't know. The facial animations for Mass Effect have been taking a beating recently. From the very first trailer, when the main character, the female main character, has this weird look on her face, there was the loyalty mission for one of the characters that you have to do. That was shown. And mm-hmm. she had another weird facial expression. Faces just look weird on this game, on Mass Effect. I don't know. I watched the first 13 minutes of that, and I was like, I don't know if I'm up for this, man. I'm kind of excited for your game, but actually, honestly, the more I see of it, the more I actually lose that excitement. I don't know if I'm up for this. I really don't know if I'm up for it. Then again, see, this is how you can throw everything back in my face. Then again, you bought a Switch. Then again, you said horrible negative things about the Switch, and you bought one. So, you know, where's your credibility? Exactly. Lethal Migraine had asked me something earlier. I had said that the Nintendo Switch has promise. How so? It's already obsolete. Within the world of Nintendo, Lethal Migraine, I understand that I can't... that there is no comparison with this to a PC other than the exclusives that it has. If people like those characters, like those franchises, Mario's and the Zeldas and the Metroids, and,
hopefully.
You know, anything else that may be exclusive to it, you're looking at a sad face over there when I point to RJ, because of Bayonetta 2.
Yeah. I would love to play Bayonetta 2, but I'm not justifying buying a system for just one game because there's not enough on there outside of Bayonetta to merit me buying that system.
For you.
For me. That's just my...
See, it's all subjective, Lethal Migraine. You have to understand that. Everything is subjective to the person that you're talking to. For you, I understand that. Your chat history with us and everything else, I totally get that you think the Switch is completely obsolete and has no promise whatsoever. I totally get that from you, and that is completely your opinion. I'm just giving you the reason why I felt that it's got promise. And I look back to the Wii U that had absolutely no promise, but that in its very last year, it had built up enough of a library to warrant a purchase for me. I haven't bought it yet, although I've seen some of the things you can do with homebrew and stuff, and I might actually do that. Mm. But it's got promise now because the library is enough to warrant a purchase for me. I think the Switch, in time, if it follows that same path, will do the same thing. It'll have enough of a library to warrant a purchase for some gamers who may be interested. There's a lot of, as much as there are these people who just want that Zelda game and are like, okay, fine, this makes it worth a purchase, there's that many people for Mario, there's that many people for Metroid, and there's that many people for whatever other exclusives that the system may get. So it's all subjective to the people who buy those things. I did not buy I can't remember how to pronounce that. The Ouya, the Ouya thing.
Ouya.
Yeah, that played app games or whatever. Yeah. I did get a that streaming system. You remember that thing?
I remember it, but I don't remember the name of it. It was a little thing just hooked to your TV.
Hooked to your TV and you played it through. Yeah, I can't remember what the name was. I didn't get one, actually. I won one at PAX. So
yeah, you win.
That's how I got one. Although after using it, I thought, not a bad machine here for what it does. I can't remember what the name of that thing was, but no, I didn't.
It'll come to you after the show's over.
Yeah.
Multi says play live.
I think maybe it's a little black and orange thing. Mm-hmm. God, I can't remember what the name of it was. But yeah, I only played one game on it because I got it for free and played the Arkham games and watched some of that and played some of that. And it was a nice little thing. It just, it was nice. It was good. I don't know that it was worth the purchase, but it impressed me with how well it worked, put it that way. I was expecting really bad, and it actually worked.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're looking for one, I got one, man. You can have mine. Well, I say that. I have to ship to Ireland. You may have to chip in a little bit to ship it out to Ireland to figure out how much that's going to cost. But if that's something you're looking for, man, I can easily set you up with it. I'd love to get it off, to get rid of it. So it's not doing anything anyway. So there you go. That's what I've been playing. Horizon, very little, but a lot of Sniper Elite. I am on the fifth. Hang on, let me go in my head here. That was mission 4. That was mission 5. I'm on the 6th mission. Mm-hmm. So, out of a 10-mission campaign, I'm on the 6th mission. They still have not done the thing where they throw guys at me at the end of the thing where, you know, everything changes. So it's been fantastic that way. I've been enjoying every little bit of it. That 5th mission was fantastic to start off with where I had no sound masking and I really had to be stealthy, mm-hmm. really had to plan things out. That worked wonderfully. I love that. Now I'm on the 6th mission, and the map is big, but they've kind of given me a nice little reprieve from doing the stealth thing, and I've got wonderful sound masking to start with. A great view of the layout, again, at the very beginning. So I've just been clearing out area. That's been fun. You know, I got the scope kill this morning, which was fantastic. So I'm really enjoying this level, the 6th level in Sniper Elite 4, and I will probably go on to play more of it. So,
quick question: was that console you were talking about the On Live?
On Live.
Okay.
That's what it is. Mm-hmm. On Live. That is it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Lethal Migraine, what are the odds Sony switches PlayStation Now into the same service Xbox is going to offer? Yeah, good thing. Good thing to bring up. The Xbox... It's the Xbox Pass? Xbox Pass subscription? I don't know if it's got an official name. I'm looking it up now. Not from GameSpot, by the way. I'm not opening a link from them anymore. This comes from Eurogamer. EA or Xbox is getting an EA Access style subscription service that lets you play a rotating catalog of games for a set fee per month. That fee is $9. Well, $10. $10 for an Xbox Game Pass. More than 100 Xbox One and Xbox 360 titles will be unlocked to download if you purchase an Xbox Game Pass. I think it's a fantastic idea. I wish it was somehow either cheaper if you have gold, or thrown in if you have gold. The thing about stuff like this, I can almost guarantee years ago we probably said something like this when Netflix was doing great and we were all, hey, wouldn't this be great if they did this with games and, you know, Gamefly had a subscription thing, or not Gamefly, but, you know, we always talk about that, where you can play as much as you want for a certain amount of money, anything you want. But just kind of like backwards compatibility, we all yelled for it and wanted it to be there, and we're all kind of like, hey, does the Xbox One, is it backwards compatible with 360? Is it, can you do it? Yeah. And they're like, yeah, you know, it's going to roll out over time. We're like, yay, this is great. Yeah. Hardly anybody uses it.
Yeah. In my case, it was because I still have the old system.
Yeah.
I still got a PS3. I still got a 360.
It's strange. I fall into this category a lot. There are doors that I want opened for me, and then when they get open, I rarely go through them. And I don't necessarily mean opportunistic type things, but I'm just talking about, boy, wouldn't that be nice if this happened? And then that happens, and I'm like, I'll get around to it.
I'm just happy it's there.
A little bit, It's a little bit like that. It's a little bit like that. A number of Microsoft first-party games will be available when the service launches later this spring. Halo 5 will be one of those. Some of the games that they're showing in the advert for this, Mad Max, looks like Saints Row 4, Lego Batman 3, I think I see Mega Man in there, Terraria, one of the NBA titles, a couple of other things in there. It looks like maybe a Gears of War, probably not 4, but probably the remake of Gears of War 1 Ultimate Edition, something like that. In fact, there it is. Other games on the service include Mad Max, Lego Batman, Mega Man Legacy, Terraria, Gears of War, Fable 3, Tekken Tag 2, Payday 2, NBA 2K16, and Soul Calibur 2. Anyway, I think it's a great deal, and it'll be interesting to see... it'll be interesting to see how well this does for them. And will Sony copy it? I don't think so. I don't know that Sony can copy it, because the backwards compatibility of the Xbox One opens a massive library of games that the PS4 just does not have access to, because they're not backwards compatible. The only way you get to play backwards compatible games, or the only way you get to play older games on your PS4, is through that service called PS Now. Mm-hmm. And that is a streaming service that is set up. So it's not, I honestly, if you put the comparison of like, would you rather stream the game and play it that way, or would you rather download the title and play it that way, I'm always going to go download, just for the fact that you don't have any kind of lag or interruption or anything like that. It's all there. So right. I don't know. I don't think Sony can offer that, or offer it as well. With title availability, they can go into their own library of PS4 games and maybe offer it that way, but they can't give anything from the previous generation. So I don't know that they can match that. Good question, though.
Quick little note from Motile: the Switch Pro controller does work with the PC.
It does work with the PC. Chris, who calls into the show, he sent us a quick little message and said that. Let me open it up here. The Pro Controller is wireless. He took it out of the dock, and it still works. So, yeah, it is wireless, which means that I was thinking there might be limitation whenever you take the Switch out of the cradle. and then set it up as like a portable. You want to play somewhere else and like do the kickstand thing and play without the controllers attached to the side. So yeah, that seems to be a viable option if you want to do it that way, and play with the and using the Pro controller. I still don't see, you know, when we looked at this thing, I still don't see how that that is considered portable. It's really big. It's really kind of cumbersome to be a portable thing.
Yeah.
Not portable in the sense that you're playing it, but when you're not playing it, what you do with it.
Yeah.
It seems to be a little oversized.
You're not carrying this in your pocket.
Yeah. A little big there. So we need to take a break, and when we come back, we'll have more of in-game chat right after this. You want to get in your phone calls, you can. 334-272-9228. Here is more music from RJ's collection. This comes from... it's cutting off for me. It says Street Fighter. Was it Street Fighter 2, Street Fighter 1?
Alpha.
Street Fighter Alpha. This is Birdie's theme.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll be back with more of in-game chat right after this. Back to the show. That is music from Strider. Kazakh City. All right. Appreciate these titles, RJ. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For throwing in the really tough ones. All right. So in this segment of the show, as we kind of wrap things up, we're going to open up these loot crate boxes. But really quick, I wanted to hit some of these little quick news beats that took place this week. Peter Moore leaving EA, leaving the games industry altogether. Yeah. Which is sad. I really like the guy. I really do. But he is taking up a CEO position at Liverpool FC football club.
Yeah.
So he loves sports, honestly. But I know he loves football over there, so I think this is probably a dream for him to be able to work with them. And so I'm actually really happy for him. I'm just sad that, you know, the industry is kind of losing him. He's a great presenter. He a really good stage presence. He's just good at his job. Good at being a face man for a company. And so gonna be sad to see him go. Fortunately, I was able to. That's two now. I got my picture taken with Jack Tretton at E3, and then he left. Then I got my picture taken with Peter Moore at E3, and now he's gone. So
you're not cursed, Scott.
No. I don't think it has anything to do with that. It's just like I don't have any pictures of anybody currently in the game. Me hanging out with anybody currently in the games industry here. Another quick one is that Oculus has dropped the Rift and Touch price by $200. The Vive is still staying the same, but now the devices are now priced $499 for the Rift, $99 for Touch, and then $59 for extra tracking systems. This brings that to you know, a total of $599, basically $600 now. They're on par.
Mm-hmm.
The Vive and the Rift, with touch, by the way, which is the only thing that really can make it comparison to the Vive, because it gives you the touch controllers, they're now the same price. So, and I believe when you buy the touch, you get there's some game you get for free. It's like War Recall or something like that. It's apparently a really nice tech demo that, what's the name of that company? Epic Games did for the touch. So, earlier this week, like Sunday or Monday, a sequel to Shadow of Mordor got leaked from an ad for Target, and then they apparently rolled out the campaign for it on that Monday. Was Shadow of War. Middle-earth Shadow of War, probably coming out in the fall. The Nemesis system will return, which is great because nobody else has used it. Fantastic system that nobody else decided to use. I love that system. I wish more games implemented it so we could see how different it could be outside of a Middle-earth game. But nope. I love how Destructoid titles this. It's the sequel to the best Assassin's Creed game. It really was. They mixed components of Assassin's Creed into Batman for combat, and it did actually work pretty well. And I love the Nemesis system, so I'm glad it's coming back. And then finally, your games for PlayStation Plus in March have been announced. PlayStation 4 owners, if you have PlayStation Plus, you will get Tearaway Unfolded and Disc Jam.
Good.
Yes. I think these are two fantastic games. RJ can attest for Disc Jam.
Right.
Because it's very close to Windjammers, but...
Yeah.
So it's
behind
still...
Windjammers with a behind-the-back view. That's
really
what it is.
Yeah, and I actually kind of liked what I saw of it, but now that I get to play it for free, no problem. Tearaway Unfolded, I can attest to, just for the fact that I played Tearaway on the PS Vita. And that's a really creative, fun little game to play. Mm-hmm. It honestly is... I love new things. I was playing Horizon.
Mm-hmm.
Last night, and it was going through story, and I was learning all this stuff, and it's a new world, you know? This is not some sequel, so I'm not having to go on some previous game. It's all fresh, it's all new, they can go in any direction they want, they can do whatever they want with it, and I love stuff like that. So if you've never played Tearaway, jumping into Tearaway Unfolded is perfect. It's kind of like a port of Tearaway to the home consoles, taking it off the portable and moving it to the home consoles. Mm-hmm. They do some better stuff with it, it looks better. And it's got some great features to it. Seriously, it's got things in there that while you're doing them, you'll be grinning like an idiot when you play it. So give it a shot. It's absolutely free, so there's no reason not to. For the Vita, Lumo is available. That's a cross-buy with PS4, and you'll also get Dungeon Crawler Severed. And PS3 users get... what the hell is this? Visual novel 2D fighting game crossover, Under Night in Birth EXE Late.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a horrible title, but apparently from RJ, it's a very good game.
Unio.
And then Earth Defense Force 2025 is your other option.
Oh, the giant spider game.
Yeah, as a PS3 owner. Very good month.
I might get both of them.
Very good month for PS Plus owners. So let's jump over to our boxes we need to unbox here.
Mm-hmm.
This is a loot crate, and there's a loot pets we're going to do first.
Right.
They have not sent me... It's been a year now. I think I'm going to just put everything in one big bundle and give everything away that we got last year as a bundle. You'll win a year's worth of loot crate stuff. what do we got here? These are BarkBots. Chicken treats for dogs. It's very Iron Man-y on the front.
Mm-hmm.
Iron Man-y.
New term.
I know. It's the Mexican Iron Man. Iron Man-y. Yeah, this is Iron Man related, because there you go. Squeak toy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a squeak toy? It is not a squeak toy. It's just a... little pull toy there that you can have with your dog.
Tug of war.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fantastic. Here's a pen that's got That looks like Voltron, but it is not. I don't know who that is, but it looks like Voltron. It's so small, I'm not going to be able to put that on the camera too well.
Mm.
What is this? Alien Flex the Wrench. It's a bone-like chew toy. Bacon-flavored. Glad they specified that that was a chew toy.
Yeah. Mm. You said Undernight Inbirth EXE Late was free this month, right?
Yeah.
Goodness. Normal price is $40 right now, so... Mm.
Well,
jump on that if you're into fighting games and anime style fighting games. Yeah,
I'm sorry, that's kind of a weak loot crate there.
Hmm.
But it's loot pets, you know. It's loot pets. So.
Oh yeah, no sweaters or
no clothing. But then again, maybe it'll come again. We haven't gotten some of this stuff's missing. So. I mean, they're not sponsoring the show or anything. They send us these so we can talk about them, and there's an honest review.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of a weak box. There you go.
Second.
Let's jump over to Loot Anime now. As it says, Loot Anime. Mm-hmm. This one got a little damaged in the mail there.
Mm.
Don't know why. Good Lord.
What you got?
Well, it's always the most confusing box. For me, because I'm not really that into anime, so when I open it up, I'm like, I don't know what the name is.
Mm-hmm.
Anime fans are probably like, oh my god, it's like that! I don't know. I got nothing.
Let's see it.
H-A-I-K-Y-U. I-Q?
Hi-Q.
I-Q.
Mm-hmm.
Is this familiar?
Hmm.
Any of that familiar to anybody?
I'm trying to think of the soccer anime that's, a volleyball anime that's out now. I didn't watch it, but I think that's what that's based on.
That's a Loot Crate exclusive right there. I don't know what that is. Something's in here, and I can't open it to find out what. This is for decoration, not a toy. This is ridiculous.
I don't know, probably some cell phone charm or something like that.
I swear, I don't know what it's in a bag. I'm not going to open it. I don't know. I should open it up, but, you know.
Oh, that is its name. Hi-Q.
We get The Boy and the Beast manga.
Mm-hmm.
The boy, an orphan with nowhere to go. The beast, a warrior with nothing to fight for. Together, they will change two worlds. Tokyo's a big city, big enough that it's easy for a grieving boy like Ren to slip through the cracks. But Ren slips a little further than he meant to, tumbling into the beast world of Jutinjai. He ends up with a new name. That's great, because Ren is so easy for me. Kayuta. And a new life, learning the way of the sword as the apprentice of the bear Kumatestu. Kumatestu's got problems of his own, though. Well, what bear doesn't? And the boy and the beast may have more to learn from each other than they realize. But the boy's arrival in the realm of the beast has put both their worlds in danger, and they're going to need more than life lessons to face it. In a world. There you go. That comes with it. Phone charm! I don't know what that's from. Can you tell what that character is? Because I don't know. And a big old poster.
Hmm.
Any idea?
No.
Okay.
Looks like a pirate-themed one, though.
And this comes from the One Piece film Gold? One Piece Champion 2015, One Piece Film Gold. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
Doing a the thing on the back, so you're doing a squat.
Yeah.
So... put these back in the box.
Main character, I guess.
Yep. And then mystery package. I don't know what is in there. Put these back in. Get the book back in there. And the shirt, yeah. Not bad. Not bad. Very strange. This thing's broken. My box is torn. All right, now we're going to get to the meat and potatoes everything. Oh, thank you. There you go. The Loot Crate box. There are, there's markings on this box. Preferations. This tells me the box can transform into something.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to find out what this box can transform into as we open it up. I move the microphone out of the way and make a lot of noise.
There's
a picture of, yeah, the picture of loot. Oh, goodness. I'm sorry, but when you open it up and see Batman looking at you, you get happy. You get a happy face.
Got a Lego Batman base thing.
It's a food container.
Hmm.
I guess his head comes off. He's going to open it up, folks. Because he's really curious as to what, how does this work? Does his head just unscrew? Yeah, his head comes off. There you go. All right.
There we go.
And you can put food or something in there.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Insulated?
Seems to be.
Okay.
And there you go. Lego Batman head food container. Still haven't seen that movie.
Lego?
Huh? Lego Batman.
Lego Batman, yeah.
I saw Logan last night, though.
Hmm.
I did go watch that.
Yeah.
Make sure you get there early. I mean, everybody's followed the internet. You've obviously seen it's online now, so you can watch the little Deadpool 2 teaser
mm-hmm.
that's at the beginning of it. That was entertaining. What is this? Again, I don't know. This is not my Volt. Sound like not my president. This is not my Voltron. I don't know. What is this? What is this character? Seriously, the feet look like the lions from Voltron, but no, this is Power Rangers.
Megazord.
Should have known. Megazord.
Yeah.
Poor man's Voltron. I'm sorry. The first time I saw Power Rangers, I was like, wait a second. They get in these animal ships, and then the animal ships form these one thing, this one thing, and arms and legs. This is Voltron.
Have I seen this before? Yeah.
This is just Voltron. This is live-action Voltron.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, it did not hold my attention. So, yeah. This is kind of cool if you're into Lego Dimensions. Boom, there you get the Lego Dimensions Fun Pack that comes with Cyborg. Yeah,
okay.
That's kind of nice. That's a good little thing to get. Flexible, flexible? I'm Popeye all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. Okay, flexible. Magnet sheets, Tetris form.
Nice.
This is kind of cool.
Mm-hmm.
Refrigerator magnets in Tetris form so you can...
Tetris shapes, yeah.
Do your own little Tetris on the fridge.
Mm-hmm.
Why not? And then there's a Megazord. See, this is what this is now. There was something in the collar for the dog. It was Megazord. Such a Voltron ripoff. Why does that make me so angry?
Oh, no.
Why did that get to me? Unlock the mysteries. Loot crate keys?
It's not like Power Rangers is brand new.
This is new, too. Lootcrate.com keys. I don't know what that is. Maybe it's something new. Anyway, that's what you get, and then your box turns into a robot of some kind. So
from Power Rangers.
Yeah. Megazord. Such a... Was there anything else? Oh, yeah, the Batman thing.
Yeah.
I was like, it's kind of...
Yeah, that,
it's kind of empty in here.
I said that thing's about to go home with you or something.
Yeah, I don't need it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
about,
need it.
Not it's about cool. needs, but I want. You want
yeah.
that thing, don't
Batman
you?
Batman cool. Batman real cool, but I don't need that. What is not working here? Oh, never mind. I know what it is.
Okay.
It's the stupid pen. That should do it. Just putting it all up. This sounds great on the radio. It's fantastic radio for everybody to hear me packing up a box again. Normally, this job is reserved for Matt, but he is not here. So then why did you bring it if you knew Matt wasn't going to be here? Hey, got things to open, things to do. So, yeah. Anyway, there you go. Those are the Loot Crate boxes. And that's what you get. Check out lootcrate.com if you're interested in any of that stuff. And you can subscribe to that. And they'll send that to you once a month. You'll get all sorts of stuff with it. It's really kind of cool. Some months are better than others. It's all dependable. That month we got, what was it, the one for Christmas, whenever it had the art book with all the toys and stuff in these really, oh man, that was fantastic.
I saw another picture of that, of something like that. I think it was Superman and Batman. It was like a strength comparison. Like they put Superman and Batman toy two beer cans in front of each one, and Superman was stepped on one. Of course, it was flat to the floor, and Batman, all he could do was like put a little dent in the top with a punch. That's all he could do. And Batman's looking at Superman like, show off.
Yeah. No, that was a nice little art book.
That was nice.
Still got that at home. I don't know. The boxes aren't organized at the house. There's just a bunch of black boxes in the main living room there.
Right.
From months that I've had these collected here. I haven't done anything with them because we plan on, you know, giving them out somehow. Anyway. We're going to wrap up. That is going to do it for us for this week. I am not going to go home and play my Switch. I have no game to play with. I have no interest in any game other than the Zelda game whenever it comes out. I've ordered it. It'll be here later this coming week, along with the Pro Controller, and then I'll probably give it a shot and play it. But yeah, I'm going to go home, and I'm going to work on editing this video, and I'm going to probably play more Sniper Elite 4 or maybe some Horizon. Those are the two games that I really want to put time into, and those are the two games that I will. I think that Mass Effect Andromeda has kind of fallen off my radar after watching this first 13 minutes and everything else that I've watched of it so far. There was some interest, but like I said, the more I'm seeing this game, the more I sort of just step back and say, might wait till you drop in price.
In my case, I'll be playing a lot more Street Fighter V and Guilty Gear Xrd Revelator.
When do you leave? Thursday or Friday?
We leave the day zero is Thursday, so we leave.
You're leaving on Thursday? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, get there the day before the whole thing starts. Also, I didn't have a lot of interest in it before, but now with all the characters coming out, Injustice 2, I think they've released a Cyborg, Scarecrow, Swamp Thing, especially. Mm-hmm. I was looking for a Solomon Grundy type character, and Swamp Thing looks like it's going to be it. So I'm having a little more interest in Injustice 2 now. So I'll be looking into that.
Yeah. When is that release?
May?
May. Yeah, early May. I think in May. You know, they've done, Mike Double, they've done Fallout Loot Crates before. Mm-hmm. There is a Fallout Loot Crate. I think we have one of those from our, Oh, you did? Yeah, Fallout Loot was great. Yeah, exactly. I want to thank everybody for joining us in the chat room and everybody listening on the stream and on the radio. Thanks to everybody who grabs us each week from iTunes or however you get our show for later use. We do appreciate that. Go on over to ingamechat.net. You can join us on Twitter, Facebook, our forums at colonyofgamers.com. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel. You're watching us on Twitch. Why not subscribe here? If you're on Steam, join our Steam group that you can join up with and play games with us and other listeners. We've got a PS4 community to look for. In-game chat, again, is the name there. And we've got an Xbox One group that is in-game chat. Just put your submission in for that, and I'll approve you next time I'm on there to look at it. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Thank you so much. RJ's out next week. Matt will be back next week, and we hope you will, too. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday. Here's music from Shinobi. It is The Revenge of Shinobi.